Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the word of God today. We're turning our Bible to the book of Psalms 91. And again, we look at verse number 1, where the word of God said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We've been looking this week at this verse of Scripture, and I've been preaching on why the devil hates the secret place. And of course, if you've ever tried to pray, then you recognize that the devil opposes our prayer life. When you think about getting alone with God and spending some time in prayer, you can rest assured the devil will show up with a list of things that you need to be doing that would keep you out of the place of prayer. He hates it when God's people praise. He hates to see a Christian on their knees weeping at the throne of God and just hanging around God until the God of the throne hangs around them. But we've been pointing out this week several reasons why he hates the secret place. I said to you on Monday that the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, there God gives us an awareness of our sin. As we hang around his righteousness, he manifests our unrighteousness. When we behold his holiness magnifies our unholiness. And when we see his purity amplifies our pollution. So the devil does not want us in the secret place, because in that secret place, God will give us an awareness of our sinfulness before God. Then I pointed out to you on Tuesday that the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, God gives us an attitude of supplication. I am thoroughly convinced the more that a person prays, the more he wants to pray. The more you hang around God, the more you want to hang around God. And it's there in that secret place that God will give to us that desire to not only fellowship with him while we're in the secret place praying, but to commune with him throughout the day as we go about doing the things of our life. So the devil hates the secret place because there God gives us an awareness of sin, and there in that secret place God gives to us an attitude of supplication. Thirdly, I said to you on Wednesday, the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives us the anointing of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes unto sinners in conviction. He comes into, say people, the moment of salvation. But he comes upon those who will hang around the throne of God in the prayer closet, and God anoints them for service in the work of God. I pointed out to you how that the Scriptures teaches us that we're to walk in the Spirit. We're to witness in the Spirit. We're to work in the Spirit. We are to worship in the Spirit. And all the work of God must be done in the power of the Spirit of God. And the devil hates the secret place because there God gives us an anointing of the Spirit. Then I pointed out to you on yesterday, the devil hates a secret place because in the secret place, God gives to us an appointment for service. You cannot hang around God long without God giving you something to do. I pointed out from the Word of God how that God the Father sent God the Son into the world, that the world through him might be saved. And then I pointed out to you how that the Savior sent the 12, And then he sent the 70. I read to you from Matthew chapter number 21, verse number 28, where a certain man had two sons. And he said to those sons, go work today in my vineyard. And then I pointed out to you in Luke chapter 14, verse number 23, where the Lord said to the servant, go into the highways and hedges and compel him to come in, that my house may be filled. So the devil hates the secret place because God does something for us there when we're alone with God. You remember the book of John, chapter number 20, where the disciples were in the upper room praying, and Jesus came in the midst, and he spoke peace to them. And then he breathed upon them and said to them, receive the Holy Ghost. And then he told them his plan. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So in the secret place, God gives us an awareness of our sin, an anointing of the Spirit of God, an attitude of supplication, and an appointment for service. And the devil hates the secret place for those four reasons. Let me give you one more today. Reason number five, the devil hates the secret place. In that secret place, God gives us an appreciation for the Savior. The more you hang around God in that secret place, the more you're going to fall in love with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The more you stay in that place of prayer, the more you're going to appreciate God's goodness in sending His Son to die for you, that you might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. The more that you hang around that secret place, the more love you make toward God, the more love God's going to manifest to you. And so it becomes a love affair, and you appreciate the Savior as you stay with Him in the secret place. And God allows this to happen to make our Christian life more rewarding as we stay there in the secret place with God. Let me give you these quickly. It's in the secret place that we learn that Jesus Christ is the shelter of our protection. Thank God He is our refuge, our shelter in the time of storm. As we hang around the secret place, we realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the supplier of our provision. We realize that it's in Him that all the blessings of God are bestowed upon the Christian. And He is the supplier of all our provision. As we hang around the secret place, we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ is the surety of our peace. He said to the disciples before He went away, my peace I'll give unto you. Not as the world giveth, so give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So in that secret place, God reveals to us an appreciation for the Savior. We appreciate Him because He is the shelter for our protection. He is the supplier of our provision. He is the surety of our peace. And then number four, in that secret place, God manifests to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of our power. Oh, we learn that the only victory there is over sin, over self, over Satan, and over society is in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of that power. The Word of God said in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. He is that source of power for the believer. And then number five, in the secret place, we learn that He's the shelter of our protection. He's the supplier of our provision. He's the surety of our peace. He's the source of our power. But He is the solver of our problems. Oh, what a blessing it is to hang around God in the secret place of prayer until God gives you an answer that everything is going to be all right. He's going to take care of your problems, and He's going to work out the situations that are bothering you in your life. And friend, the more you stay in that secret place, the more you love the Lord Jesus Christ, The more you love Him, the closer you're drawn to Him. The closer you're drawn to Him, the more you appreciate Him. And you thank God for all that Christ has done for you. Now I want you to notice back again in Psalms 91, verse number 1. The Bible said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, in our language, the word dwelleth and the word abide mean basically the same thing. But in the Hebrew language, the words that are used here are somewhat different. He that dwelleth, that word dwelleth means to sit down, to sit still, to tarry, stay a while. And then the word abide means to lodge, to spend the night, or to pass the storm. What our Lord is saying to you and I, as we come to that secret place and stay there, we sit down in the presence of God. We sit still. We tarry at the throne of grace. Then God will give us grace sufficient to pass through the storm, to spend the dark nights that come in our life, and have the strength that is necessary and feel the security that is necessary for us to continue our Christian journey and go on with God. May I go back again and refer to the songwriter in his words when he said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Friend, the devil hates the secret place, because in that secret place, God will give us an awareness of our sin. God will give us an attitude of supplication. God will give us the anointing of the Spirit. And God will give us an appointment for service. And God will give us an appreciation for the Savior. Listen to me. If you want to be able to sleep when the wind's blowing, then you meet God regularly and consistently. Spend time in the secret place while the sun is shining. If you want God to walk with you when things go wrong in your life, then you meet Him regularly when things are going well in your life. One dear brother, he said he was over at your house this morning. Did you spend any time with him? He waited at your prayer closet. He's waiting to hear your petition. He's waiting to do in your life that he needs to do and wants to do. Friend, let me again encourage you. If you do not have a place of prayer that is called your secret place, where you go regularly, shut out the world and shut yourself alone with God, find you a place. And the more you go there, the more the devil dislikes it. But the more you go there, the greater Christian you will be, and the more of God's presence and power and peace on your life you will experience. I challenge you today, make yourself a place of prayer and enter there and just spend time in the secret place with God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.